Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Design with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher. And I'm proud, I'm just, you know, it just shocked me that an old friend from traditional American movement, Boyd the Alaskan, is in the chat channel. And it's amazing how you lose track of people sometimes, and then sometimes you find them again, or they find you. And so proud of you, of having you back, Boyd. Anyways, if you want to talk to us, we are on Conservative Nation Media, and the number here is 646-478-5284. You can call in. You can also find me on the channel I built when Joe Biden was hiding in his basement, and that's bitemeinthebasement.com. You can find me on MeWe, Bing Fisher, Parler, Bing Fisher, same thing. I mean, you know, I'm pretty much everywhere, But I wanted to say a couple quotes right off the top because I think they pertain, and they're by probably the one of the framers of the Constitution that I most admire. And I admire his guts, his glory, his wit, his intellect, and that's Thomas Jefferson. And he said, "The constitutions of most of our states assert that all power is inherent in the people, that it is their right and duty to be at all times armed." At all times, armed. And then another one. "The instability of our laws is really an immense evil. I think it would be well to provide in our constitutions that there shall always be a 12-month between the engrossing a bill and passing it, that it should be then offered to its passage without charging a word, and that if circumstances should be thought to require a speedier passage, it should take 2/3 of both houses instead of a bare majority." Now, Thomas Jefferson, you know, you all can think, well, he was a slave owner. Yes, he was. But he was one of the framers of the Constitution, and in my opinion, one of the most astute. One of the most astute. Now, here we are, 3 or 4 days away from Congress ratifying the electoral votes. And I don't know why people say electoral. It's not electoral. It's electoral. Okay, so let's get that straight right off the top. But here we are at this precipice of time. Probably the most important time in our era as people, as free people. Free. People come to this country to be free. They come to this country to escape what is happening to them in their own country. And here we got an election that all, by all means, and you have to be Ray Charles not to see this, that it was stolen, it was robbed, it was befiddled with fraud by the Democrats just in order to keep power. And you wonder why. You wonder why these Democratic governors, these state legislatures, and so on, want to keep the middle class down. They want to lock them down. They want to shut them out. When it's okay to go to a strip club, I can go to a strip club down the road. It's going to take me about an hour to get there because there's not many up here in Tennessee. But I can go to a strip club and they're open. I can go to Walmart, they're open. But I can't go to church. I can't go to a gym. I can't go get my hair cut without wearing a frickin' mask and everything else that entails it. Because these governors and legislatures want to ruin the middle class. Because why? Because the elite in charge, want to rule everything. That includes the tech bubbles. That includes everybody that's not one of the middle class. They want to control, and that's how politicians act. They want ultimate control over everything that you do, over everything that you buy, over everything that you want to dream. Over everything that you want to aspire to. They want to control that. Remember Barack Obama when he said, well, you don't own that. You don't own that. We do. You don't. Sorry, Obama. We own it. The middle class is what makes this country. The middle class always has made this country. It's not the ruling elite. It's not the big tech bubbles and the big tech giants. It's the middle class, the working class, the people that are just, you know, going out trying to put food on the table. Those are the people that rule this country. Those are the people that have say in this country. Those are the people that the politicians should recognize and say, look, we got your back. We got your six. No, instead, they ran off to Hollywood. You know, it's not all about the fraudulent votes and so on in this election. It's about cowards. It's about people that are spineless, ruthless, but spineless. It's about those people. Those people are the ones that we need to be afraid of. Those people are the ones we need to take out. They are the spineless. They are. Not us. They are. And it just amazes me sometimes that we have so many people in this country that really don't know history. They don't know anything about socialism, but they embrace this. They embrace socialism because they think it's going to make them empowered. It's going to make them great. It's going to do something for them. I don't know. I don't know what's in their heads. I've talked to a few people like this, but yeah, I can't do it. I just can't do it. There might be somebody else out there that's a social worker that can sit there and try to get into their head, but I can't do it. It's not in my vocabulary. It's not in my mindset to talk to these people because they are not programmed to receive. They want it all. Really? They want it all without working for it. They don't want to put any kind of effort into it, and I see it day after day after day in my own workplace, in other places. They don't care about anybody but themselves, and they don't want to put any effort into making a livelihood, into promoting themselves, into increasing their worth as an employee or as a person. They don't care about that. The only thing they care about is what's in it for me. And they'll rely on the government to get every bit of it. Because that's the only way they can get it. They cannot get it through any other means. They can't get it through work because they suck. They suck at work. They can't get it through any other means other than to steal it from other people. Same thing like they did with this election. I have to say, Democrats were pretty smart. They put up a plan in front, you had Stacey Abrams and that kind of thing, that are running the show. Okay, and they're blocking and they're actually going a sneak around on the outside. And President Trump has got a big uphill battle here, but I don't think it's that big, really, when you get down to it. I don't think it's that big of an uphill battle. I am not into making predictions, but I think we're going to have 4 more years. That's my take on it. Now I'm going to go back to, leave it to me. I closed out a window. But Peter Navarro, PhD, came out with a very good report on just different things that were happening in this election. And it's important to note, and I just want to read a little bit from Peter's take on it. And this is actually the Immaculate Deception. And this was back in December 15th, 2020. At the stroke of midnight on Election Day, President Donald J. Trump appeared well on his way to winning a second term. He was already a lock to win both Florida and Ohio, and no Republican has ever won a presidential election without winning Ohio, while only 2 Democrats have won the presidency without winning Florida. At the same time, the Trump-Pence ticket had substantial and seemingly insurmountable leads in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. If these leads held, these four key battleground states would propel President Trump to a decisive 294 to 244 victory in the Electoral College. Not electoral. Shortly after midnight, however, as a flood of mail-in and absentee ballots began entering the count, the Trump red tide of victory began turning Joe Biden blue. As these mail-in and absentee ballots were tabulated, the president's large leads in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin simply vanished into thin Biden leads. At midnight on the evening of November 3rd, and as is illustrated in this table that I'm looking at right now, which I'm going to put on bitemeinthebasement.com, where you can find me. President Trump was ahead by more than 110,000 votes in Wisconsin and more than 290,000 votes in Michigan. In Georgia, his lead was a whopping 356,948. And he led in Pennsylvania by more than 500,000 votes. By December 7th, however, these wide Trump leads would turn into razor-thin Biden leads. 11,779 votes in Georgia. Georgia, 20,682 votes in Wisconsin. 81,660 votes in Pennsylvania and 154,188 votes in Michigan. November 3rd, that morning, was the time that there was a turning of the election. And it did not bode well for Trump. Remember when Trump was running for office and he said he was going to drain the swamp? Look at how many people are coming out of the woodwork. How many people have already come out of the woodwork that have sworn affidavits alleging voter fraud? And if people don't want to believe it, you're living under a freaking rock, man. You're living under a rock. There's almost 50% of this country, Democrats and Republicans, that believe that this election was a fraud. And next week is going to be one hell of a week. I can, going back to Jerry Clower, the mouth from the south, I can guarantee it. It's going to be one hell of a week. Because you're going to see the cowards. You're going to see the righteous. You're going to see the people that want a voice, that want their voices heard in this election. You're going to see them come out in Washington, D.C., from one end of the Capitol to the other. And they're going to be there. And they're going to make their voices heard. And that's what this country is about. To make their voices heard. A side note. Our intro. And I kind of missed that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brian. But our intro and our outro is actually done by a man named Brian Futch. And you can catch Brian Futch at brianfutch.com. You can also find him on Facebook if you're still there. I'm not. I think I canceled all my accounts, everything, Twitter, everything. But I went and seen Messenger was pulled up on my Facebook account. I went over there and it said, hey, you're still logged in here. I didn't know I had to delete Messenger too, but I'm going to have to. I'm not dealing with that no more. I'm on Parler. I'm on MeWe. I got my own website. I can sit there and talk to myself if I want to. I ain't got to deal with these idiots on the left that I've had to deal with for a long time. And Boyd in chat, he's one, you know, that can side with me on that. I don't know how many liberals I've had to deal with in my life. How many stupid people that just do not understand the Constitution, that want to give it up, that think it's a worthless document. They think it's, you know, outdated. They want it, you know, redone. No. It's a tree that doesn't bend. Doesn't bend. Socialism bends. Socialism is a tree that has no roots, that bends in the wind, whichever way it blows. The Constitution does not. What makes me so upset is the justices, the court system. The court system that says, well, you have no standing. There is no standing in the Constitution. You idiots. Speaking to the judges. There is no standing. You bring a suit forward, the court hears it. You don't have to have a standing to bring a suit. A lawsuit? A legitimate one. Hear the case. Hear it. You don't have to agree with it, but hear it. But that's what has made me so callous to the whole political system in this country. It's not just politics. It's the media. It's the courts. They don't care to hear anything except if it agrees with them. They don't care to hear the constitutional arguments that there were ballots misappropriated. They don't care to hear that state judges changed the legal ballot procedure over the state legislatures. They don't care to hear that. But they'll hear it next week. This coming week, they'll hear it. Because there was fraud. There was irregularities, if you want to call it that. I just call it fraud overall. But the whole thing is that the courts could have stopped this. Weeks ago, months ago. If they would have only heard the cry from the people to listen. They didn't care. They did not care because they don't want to get involved. They don't want to get so deep in the sticks, so to speak. Granted, they're human beings. They probably don't want Antifa on their door. Granted, they're scared. But you know what? Our founding fathers and the patriots that fought in the Revolutionary War, people that fought in the Civil War, they were scared too. But they still fought because they wanted to uphold the United States of America, what it stands for, the Constitution, the flag, the Star-Spangled Banner. They wanted to uphold that because that meant something to them. Because a lot of them were not from here. A lot of them were from other places. They came here for a better life. They came here for freedom, which you don't get in third world banana republics, which we're going to turn into if we let this administration take heed. And they know that. The people that are living today know that. They came from countries that were subversive, that were subjective, and that put them down and killed them and murdered them. They came to this country for a reason, and the reason is freedom. And if you don't have freedom of elections, you don't have freedom. It's just plain and simple. You don't have it. It just amazes me that, well, not really amazes me. I mean, I've been seeing this stuff happen for years. You know, you let the, you know, indoctrination happen from the schools, from even kindergarten on up. And it just keeps getting worse from there, from the college PhDs and all these talking heads on TV and people in the media, people in the know. They think they're in the know. They're not in the know. For all the people, and I'm just going to say this outright, right? I'm not promoting anything, but for the people that have committed voter fraud, they ought to get at least 10 years in jail. Actually, I think we ought to bring back hanging. Then this crap will stop. In the meantime, I think we need to regroup a little bit. It's been a rough couple weeks. Hell, it's been a rough year. But we need to regroup, rethink, readdress. You're listening to American by Design. You can give me a call. I get the phone number out here on Conservative Nation Media, and it's 646-478-5284, and we'll be right back.
7 in 10 millennials do not know this, so listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for a socialist. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number 2, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number 3, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for healthcare, for quality healthcare, while their own people are dying. Number 4, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared, and the gulags were full of innocent people. Reason number 5, socialism and communism have never worked. No matter how many times they've been tried, it has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace, even more so than Putin Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate it.
Thank you, Liz Wheeler. And I'm going to play this short.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no spin spinner, or a flat out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Nancy Pelosi might think that. You're listening to American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, and the number here is 646-478-5284. Like I said, I also have a website at bitemeinthebasement.com. You can go there and register. Or it's painless. It's painless. It's not even like getting a flu vaccine. It's painless. You can find me on MeWe, Bing Fisher, Parler, Bing Fisher, same thing. You can find me pretty much a lot of different places on the web just by looking for Bing Fisher. I'm trying to think, okay, I had to put this show together pretty quick tonight because I had a lot of this stuff going. And my wife, Tina, my darling wife, Tina, was really wondering why. Why are these governors and these state officials and so on, why are they so gung-ho on shutting down businesses, middle-of-the-road businesses and the middle-class type businesses when they let Walmart open, they let Kroger open, they let Publix open, they let all these big establishments. So it's pretty easy. They want to put them out of business. They want to put them out of business. And we go through town today or yesterday, maybe it was. There's nothing open. There's nothing going on. Used to have a pretty vibrant town here in our county. Nothing going on anymore. Everybody's shut down. It's sad. Everybody is shut down. There's nobody open. Can't get a burger, can't get whatever. Everybody's shut down because the elitists want control. And they see with this new Biden administration and the CCP moving in, the Communist Party, oh, they're loving it. Because it's money. That's one thing the Chinese have a lot of, is money. Ask Hunter Biden, ask Joe Biden, ask the Biden cartel, the Biden mafia, ask them how much money China has. $50,000 a month to Hunter Biden when he doesn't know anything about energy, doesn't know anything about managing a business. Millions of dollars into that family from communist China. Our enemies. And we're not supposed to investigate this? We're supposed to, just brush it aside. It's nothing. It's just politics as usual. No. Not when you can sit there and crucify a president for 4 years on a hoax of Russian involvement. And now you got the Chinese involved. Nobody says nothing about them. Nobody. The fake news ain't. You know they're not. Biden lives in a cave. Won't say anything about it. Won't address issues with Hunter Biden, even though he's asked numerous times. Won't address it. Said it's all fake. It's all fake. I'm getting so damn tired of these people, politicians mainly, because they really have no spine. They don't care. They don't care about anything other than themselves. Don't care. But they want you to think that they do. But they don't. They never have, and they never will. And the time is coming, friends, very shortly, I think, where we will retake our government again. We have to. At the stroke of midnight on Election Day, President Trump appeared well on his way to winning a second term. He was already a lock to win both Florida and Ohio, and no Republican has ever won a presidential election without winning Ohio, while only two Democrats have won the presidency without winning Florida. And there we go. But after midnight, the steel was on. At this point, I'm going to bring in a caller at 907, area code. Welcome, caller.
Hello there, my old lost Uncle Bing.
What's up, Boyd? Dude, how you been? Good, I hope.
I've been doing okay. Yourself?
Fair to middling, yeah. I mean, same grind, day in and day out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell you, since we kind of got lost in the shuffle somehow, somewhere, I'm still there. You know, I'm still on the side.
I appreciate that, brother. I do. And, you know, I know you're doing what you can on your side, you know, being up there in Alaska and all that, where it's cold all the time, but you all right?
Oh,
but,
yeah. Yeah.
My
good old cigar hack.
But after traditional American movement, you know, I don't really know what happened to everybody, but, you know, poor Fred, you know, and I talked to his wife at the time when he passed away. I mean, it was very quick, but Robbie was very upset, and, you know, rightly so, and I miss Fred. You know, Fred was a mentor of mine, and he really helped a lot on Trad-Am, and, you know, people probably will never know, but I will always know, and I'll never forget, and I know you won't.
No, Fred was the unofficial, how would we say it, leader of the pack, I guess. You know?
Right.
You know,
I was just
when
guy,
we got,
was,
all got,
yes, you know.
Yeah. When we, yeah, you were the pusher, but he was the leader. You know, when we all got kicked off of that other site, you know.
Oh, teapartition.com. You're referring to?
Yeah, yeah, whoever. You know,
yeah,
Fred was the first one to get kicked off and stuff.
Yeah.
The only one that I really have had any real contact with was, I don't know if you remember, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle Becker.
I know that, yes. Yeah, he and I still hang at some of the same sites and stuff, and you know, he is, he has calmed down and matured, and he's now got himself just recently his own news organization.
Well, that's cool. I always liked Kyle.
Yeah.
It was just at the beginning, just really, to put it bluntly, a prick, you know? I mean, I don't know how else to say it, you know, but,
well,
you know, and I'm
yeah,
open to say my mind here. That's my, you know, that's the deal, you know? I mean, I had to deal with some liberals a couple of weeks ago. I said, look, it's my show. You get your own show. You can say whatever you want to say. I don't come out to where you work and steal your French fries, you know? And I'm just, you know, I am spoiled. I'm, you know, I don't pull no punches.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know, but I'm on a site with him, and there's a bunch. I think I'm the oldest on the site. I'm the old man on the site.
Oh, hell, I don't
sort of like Fred
Barr.
Because
I think I'm older.
Like Fred was our old man.
Yeah. God bless him, man. I mean, I feel sorry for him, for his family and so on.
But
for what he accomplished in life, it was remarkable. I mean, you know, it was remarkable.
Oh.
But that's
was,
what I'm
he
trying
was another, to. He was a one
that,
of a kind.
Yeah, he was. And that's what I'm trying to do again here on BiteMeInTheBasement.com. That's, you know, I started that as a joke, actually, to try to see if I could flesh Joe out of the basement a little bit, whatever. But it's turned into something different, you know. And I just want to keep it going. And I got the money to keep it going. And, you know, it's a battle every day, you know, And what I'm trying to do just create something that keeps, that feeds on itself. That's always what I wanted to do, is something that feeds on itself where I don't have to spend too much time. I mean, right now I'm spending a lot of time over there, but it's I don't know, it's a labor of passion, I guess, you know? I mean, I can't stop doing what I'm doing. My wife said today, she goes, you know, I can only do so much, but you can do so much more. And I really didn't think about it when she said that, but, you know, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I can, maybe I can't. But at least I'm going to freaking try.
Yeah.
And that's what more people should. I was on the phone the other day. I've been doing emails, mass emails, and that kind of thing to senators and legislatures, trying to get them to get a spine, to grow a set of balls, you know, and say, look, we're going to stand up to this. We're not going to take it because we can't afford to lose this. This is the crux of the biscuit. This is the end game, in my opinion. It's not going to be 2024. Uh-huh. It's going to be now. And there's a Latin saying, hic et nunc. And that means here and now. And that right now, here and now, we have to stop it.
Yeah. I hear you.
I mean, I don't know exactly what your feelings are about this, but... you know, I'm open to suggestions right now. It looks like it's going to go to the Congress, and it's going to be a fun week. It's going to be an up and down week, I think, but I think it's going to be more up than down. I listened to Trump's speech tonight in Georgia. I don't know if you caught that, but it was very uplifting.
No, I haven't.
He's not quitting. The dude is not quitting at all, and he shouldn't. This is a major travesty, and if we allow it to happen, it's going to happen again. There will never be another Republican elected office. Not a president, anyways.
Well, not, let's put it this way. There will never be another backbone, should I say, elected to Congress, or elected,
well,
period.
Yeah, yep, you got that right. Because a lot of these people that will not stand for, will not have a six, are going to be deep six in 2 years.
Yeah. They will continue the ruse of a two-party system, but they will toe the deep state line.
Right. And
you know what I mean?
Yes. Because they're rhinos. Republican in name. And I really like the fact that Trump has changed the political landscape, as it were, to make it more of a populist-type nationalist landscape, you know, where people aren't towing the same line. What only bothers me really bad about all this fraud and this the voting irregularities, I'm doing air quotes here, you know, talk show air quotes, is that there were people that I know, and I worked the polls, Boyd, you know that. I worked the polls every year. Didn't have these problems here in Tennessee. We didn't have it. There's nothing that's hooked up to the internet. There's none of this crap where you're pulling out ballots underneath the table. I mean, what kind of fool would look at that and say, well, yeah, I guess there was no fraud here. But you know what really hurts me the most is that I know black people, I know Latinos, I know white people, I know everybody that came out to vote for Trump in this election, right? And they were disenfranchised mm-hmm. because another state or two took their vote away. And that's what hurts me the most. And these Democrats and these demigods that want to sit there and talk about, oh, the black person is being disenfranchised because he needs a voter ID to vote. You know, come on, mm-hmm. screw it. You disenfranchise your own people by disallowing their vote in another state or in your own state.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. that's what really me off the most is because these people want to vote and they want to vote in person and they were told, oh, you already voted. What? You know, or, well, you know, we'll cut your vote, whatever. But they were disenfranchised. And that's where these liberals don't care anything and the Democrats don't care anything about the people. They only care about themselves and how much power, how much money they can get. That's all it boils down mm-hmm. to. That's what against the, you know, small businesses. They're against you know, gyms starting up or haircutting place. They just want the power. They want the power to rule the people. The same thing with Gavin Newsom out there in California that goes and, you know, locks down his whole state, but he's out there at that fancy restaurant getting a $3,000 meal, you know.
Yeah.
That's the people to be afraid of because they have the power. They are the elite. That's the ones we need to go after.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of them that needs to be gone after. So.
And there's a bunch of.
Especially the spineless court.
Yeah, I don't. That is just astounds me because they had the opportunity to reverse this. There would not be any fraud if they would have gotten involved, but they didn't want to get involved.
Well,
for whatever reason, you know, maybe it's fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got Antifa knocking on everybody's door, that kind of thing. Well, look, you got promoted into office to do a job, and you're not doing it. You neglected it. To me, I think it's close to treason, if not borderline. I don't know how you feel about that, but
yeah.
That's my opinion. I mean, it's close to treason.
Well, they are afraid of, and they will be accused of this, of electing the president.
Well, they better be afraid of not electing
the president. If it goes, yeah, but see, here's the deal. If it goes to the court, okay, the court will have to rule either for the president or for Biden. There is either going to be fraud that they'll rule on, and then the election will go to Trump. Or they can rule that there's not enough evidence or there is no evidence of fraud. Then the election will go to Biden. So, basically, it would come down to the court, and you know that they will, it'll be claimed, especially by the left, if they would rule in Trump's favor, that Trump wasn't elected, but he was appointed by the court. And, you know, the same thing with a Biden election or ruling in Biden's favor, then we on the right will all say that the court elected him. So,
yeah, the court not think that
does,
they.
I can see why. I can see why the court wants to stay out of it, but they are the arbiter in the Constitution.
They are our last line of defense, really. And if you think about it, you would think that they would stand that if the Democrats get in power and they pack the court, their power is diminished. And look, these people on the court, they want the same thing too, just like all the other politicians. They're really actually politicians, but they wear a robe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their deal is they want the power, but they're not going to have the power if the liberals get in power. And I don't know if they totally understand that. The same thing with the Senate and the House. In the House, they don't understand your rule is coming to a fast close depending on how you vote or how you act in the next week. And the court doesn't understand that either.
Yeah.
I think they do, but I don't know. They don't understand it as far as how much of an impact it can make on America. And you know, we're talking about a substantial change in the way we do business here, the way we operate as a country. You know, we have failback, we have fail-safe plans and fallbacks, and they're not taking it seriously. Or if they are, then they're looking at something else. I don't know if they've got deep pockets in China, too. I don't know. But you know, we've got to come together as a people, and we've got to understand that, look, you might not agree the way I agree, and somebody else might not agree with the way you agree, but we have to uphold the Constitution, and that's one thing about the oath. That's one thing about the oath.
Yeah.
Defend and protect the Constitution. The other is to protect the Constitution of the United States of America from foreign enemies. The other is basically to defend it. And the president has to protect it. And that's where we stand right now. And that's where I think Donald Trump, you know, for whatever you want to say about him, and I mean, I don't like a lot of his tweets that he put out and so on, but God bless that we have somebody. I got this British chick talking in my ear. God bless that we have somebody in this country that is willing to protect the Constitution, not just defend it, but protect it. And that's where I think that President Trump actually loves this country. I mean, when you look back at it, I think he does love this country, and he wants to see it succeed, and he doesn't want his legacy to go down the pie hole of, you know, places like San Francisco and California and Portland, Seattle, and all this. He doesn't want that, but he wants, I think, more to protect the Constitution, and that's what we need to do, protect it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, since we're getting down to the end of the show, my friend, when you get done, if you would be so kind, I just tried to sign up to Bite Me in the Basement, and it's giving me fits to get logged in.
Oh, it is. What are you coming in under an alias? I'll go over there and hook you up, brother. I mean, I don't know why it's. I don't know why it's.
It just says, I don't know. It's not liking something I did, I guess. what they said.
Can you send me your email address or put it in chat?
Yeah, hang on just a second. Let me get over there. I've got my... Wait a minute. Where the hell... Oh, shit. I lost the show, but I got you on the phone. Let me get back to the show and get back in chat.
Yeah, I'll see your login.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll see your...
it, you know, so... Yeah, it's saying something like 30 minutes or something like that, so...
Yeah, just...
Anyway.
I don't know. I'll change that maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
It asks for an email address and that kind of thing, and then if that doesn't go through, then yeah, it kind of messes around there. But
well, I did get the activation thing, so I don't know what happened. Yeah, when I tried to activate,
okay.
Then I tried to log in and it didn't want me for some reason. So anyway,
Maybe
it has learned its history.
Well, listen, it was good to talk to you tonight, man. Really special. I did not expect you to show up, but how did you find me?
Blog Talk email came in, and yeah, it was just coincidence that I was sitting around watching it. I do see it come in quite regularly on Sunday for your show, but I don't usually get on my computer until really late in the day. I mean, it's 4:00 now, and I usually don't see you until after your show's over.
Well,
you know, the show's on.
Yeah, we all have different time zones, man. You know, that's the way it is. And like I said, we're just trying. We're still doing what we do best, you know. So the only thing we do is keep on trucking and keep on moving and keep on marching and keep on hollering and keep on the senators and the legislatures and you know, keep on their butts because they have to be held accountable. So I'm going to go I'm going to go out with Brian Futch again. And for the rest of the listeners out there, just check out Brian Futch, good artist. This probably is one of the best songs that I like that he's done. He's done a lot of them, but Boyd, nice to see you again, man. Good night. God bless you. And
good to see you still out there kicking, too.
Oh, I'm still kicking. I won't be kicking until they plant me. You know how it is.
Oh, until they plant me in the ground. By the way, a little
yes.
off topic. Did you ever get that frickin' deer?
Dude, I got bit by a tick, a Lone Star tick. And, yes, I've got deer, 6 of them out there. But I got bit by a tick. And since then, I can't eat red meat. So it's like, what's the point of wasting a bullet? You know? I mean, unless I want to hunt for somebody else. I can't eat red meat. I can't even eat a beef hot dog, dude. I haven't been able to do that for 4 or 5 years now, and it's called alpha gal. Yeah, I can't eat pork. I can eat lamb, but I'm still 63% allergic to lamb, so I'm pretty much screwed. I mean, I can eat chicken and you know, I mean, but it makes my wife's shopping list a lot shorter because she doesn't have to sit there and look for a steak for me. But it'd be nice, man. One day I just want to have a steak and have me an EpiPen ready and say, okay, you know, in about 12 hours, I'm going to have a breakout, an allergic reaction, and I'll just hit myself with this shot, you know. But those pens are pretty expensive. But, you know, that's where I'm at right now, brother. I mean, you know, and be careful because it's moving up, you know. It came through Tennessee from Texas, you know, the Lone Star tick was from Texas, basically. And it came up through Tennessee, and I got bit by one, and, you know, it can ruin your whole life, pretty much. But
yeah.
I know some people can't eat.
Chick, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is you know, I mean, like I said, I'd like to go hunting, but it's like, what's the point, you know, anymore, other than maybe to feed somebody. Now, you know, if somebody needs some food or something, I'll go out and I'll hunt. But I haven't had, you know, that issue come up yet, but. Yeah, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. I can't even eat a piece of salami, dude. And it's like, oh, God, you know. But anyways,
oh, man.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, I know. But thank you, Boyd, for being on the show. I appreciate it. Check us out. Like us.
Great
go over there. I'll go over and hook you up on bitemeinthebasement.com. And if you got any problems, you can always get me at bingfisher@gmail.com. That's a pretty good way of getting me. But glad you were on the show. Missed you.
Yeah.
Love you, dude.
Good.
Stand up, brother. And
good.
I know you got my six. I got yours.
Yeah. Good talking to you again, buddy.
Thank you. You all have.
Anyway, you have a good evening.
Stay warm up in Alaska, will you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's
right.
26 below right now, so who cares?
Dang. I can't deal with that. All right, we're listening to Brian Futch on Out. Thank you, Boyd. Thank you, people of America, and God bless you all. And going to have a good week this week. So I don't know what we're going to do on Conservative Nation. But we'll be right back. Well, actually, we're signing out. Good night. Faded.
side, say it loud and clear. I am a man.
Nation Media. That was Brian Futch. Go check him out. He's got a great song called Trainwreck. Go get it. We'll talk to you later. We will not be ruled. Good night, folks. God bless.